You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and what a morning. I learned some things from our news department this morning. I learned that you can get curbside dicks. Did you know that, Tony? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, yeah. You just you order, I guess, and you pick up stuff at the curb and bring it home.
It's driving home from work. It's the only action at the mall is the line of cars for the curbside pickup.
Well, Dick's always has a big following. There's no question about that. People go out of their way to get Dick's.
That's true.
And so we're very happy that Dick's is doing that. And to me, the most creative guy is the guy who named their website. Imagine the surprise as you type in dicks.com. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Hello. What a surprise. They have these. I'll take two. Thank you. Take two. They're small. It is Beach and Company. And yesterday, had to get out of the house. We weren't going stir crazy, but it was just a good idea to get out of the house. So we decided to take a ride down to Barcelona. I like to go down to Barcelona because I like the water. It's very peaceful. And if you go down there on a windy day, it's even better. Watching the water crash over the breakwall, it's good. It's good for your soul. So we're going down there. And then there is a place fairly close to Barcelona that is open for pickup, like the usual curbside pickup kind of thing. But you have to order it ahead of time and this and that, so we didn't go there. But stopped at Nick Charlap's and got one of the best milkshakes I've ever had in my life. And I got a large one. First of all, I got chocolate milkshake. Chocolate's always your best bet because with vanilla, sometimes it's not too vanilla-y and you don't get much of a taste from it. Strawberry, I haven't had strawberry in a long time, so chocolate's always my choice. And Charlap's in Boston always has great milkshakes. So this is Nick Charlap's. I still don't know what the connection is between Nick Charlap's and Charlap's, but and it was the same good quality, really good quality, and large. I mean, Tony, large. If you're ever out there just cruising looking for a milkshake, you could order two and feed your whole family with it. Just incredible.
Outstanding. I'll tell you, my favorite milkshake has got to be banana cream pie. It's the best milkshake I've ever had.
That sounds good. Where do you get it?
Sullivan's has it. It's pretty common, I guess, several
banana
places.
Banana cream pie?
That's where banana cream pie, and it'll have a little bit of chunks of the pie crust, and oh my God, the flavor is amazing.
Sounds good. They're coming up with a lot more creative stuff, but yesterday that's all I needed. And then that was it. Went down to Erie, Pennsylvania, just to take a ride and look at the house I used to own in Erie when I first moved to Erie, Pennsylvania.
What? No more pepperoni balls?
It's still there. We don't need any. We bought 104 last week. How many do you think you eat at one time? In fact, we had some. We had that planted in our mind, and when we came home, we had some. Fire them up. They are very good. And at 104, we got plenty of pepperoni eating ahead on the agenda. So it was just out just to get a little fresh air. But you know what's amazing is it looks like a ghost country. You go by all these places that you're so used to seeing cars, cars, cars. There were no cars. They were empty. They were empty. And the only way you could tell if something was open for takeout or something is if there were cars in front of it. Otherwise, they're empty too. So what are you doing to keep from going stir-crazy, Tony?
You're assuming I'm preventing it.
I'm assuming that you have gone.
I'm full-blown 100 miles an hour stir-crazy right now.
You are stir-crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, you
got. It's too late. I went over the cliff.
We may have to call the officials. How about you, Buzzy? You're a busy person. Does that make you less susceptible to being stir-crazy?
Yeah, I just try to stay busy, you know? So, like I said, I think we're all lucky that we still have our job here, that we're able to have that routine somewhat still intact. And as you know, after work, I stay for about 90 minutes. I run around the complex for 20, 25 minutes, do a workout on the stairs, and then I go home, get my nap in. So right there, everything's the same as it was beside where I'm working out, but that routine's pretty much the same until about 3 o'clock. And then, you know, I play some Xbox. We've been playing a lot of virtual Monopoly, which is great. I've been playing my Madden season on the Xbox. And then at night, we pick a movie. We do some grilling. So we just try to stay busy and forget the fact that we're doing literally all there is to do.
Well, I'm getting tired listening to how you're spending the day, very, very correctly, with a lot of good exercise, fun stuff, and so that's good. That's good. Now I'm taking a nap.
And Korean baseball, obviously, in the morning is getting my mind back on sports.
Oh, yeah, but that Korean game today sucked.
I know.
I didn't like what I saw. I didn't see it, actually.
By the way, it was two different teams than yesterday. But the two teams from yesterday played again today, obviously, baseball, three-game series. And the team that walked off yesterday walked off again today in the ninth inning.
Are they allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that while you're in uniform? Boy, that Korean baseball, that sounds like a fun game. If
yeah,
you're 19,
really out
you know,
there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And let's see, lots of things regarding the virus, more up and down signals. It's a lot going on with that, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today, because today is a decent day, and then we've got a couple of days of rain. So I'm saying when we get to all decent, where almost every day is just a beautiful day, when the great weather shows its face and arrives, will we be more antsy than ever? Right now we're antsy, but at least being antsy in weather where it's too cold to do much outside. Boy, getting the mail from the mailbox today was really cold. I'm glad I didn't have to do it. Bernadette did it. Bernadette did it, and she went out in winter garb. Bernadette's go-get-the-mail outfit is traditionally very attractive, and she cares about how she dresses and how she looks. And when she goes to the mailbox, a formal evening gown with a tiara, and brings back the paper. And so that's nice. That might be a question in itself. How do you dress when you get the mail? Remember, In some of the mob movies, the mob boss walks out to the mailbox to get the mail and the paper, usually wearing a robe or something. And so I don't know how you dress. You just throw a coat on. Do you actually get dressed to go out and get the paper or not in the mail? But she does, and it was cold out there. So today is not the kind of day where you're going to get antsy. Gee, I wish I were out there planting the petunias, because you'll freeze your petunia right off if you do. It's very cold out there. In fact, overnight was a record low. I think it was 30 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken, but I do know it was a record low. So when the great weather arrives, will you be antsier than you are now? I think most people will be. Second question, and this is important because this could be a forerunner of some real, real problems. You have two sides. You have the side that says, right now, the hell with science, the hell with prognostications, I'm going to go out and do something. And they go out, and suddenly other people go out because they see them going out, maybe a few small things opening, and there's a real pressure to open up everything, and they do open it up. And then suddenly there is a second wave, which is the dreaded thing that's in the back of our head. And I think the second wave, if all of a sudden, after going through a few months like we have, this is the eighth week we've broadcast remote, okay, going through several months, and then finally they say, okay, it's our best advice that we can now go outside. And everybody goes outside, and heaven help us, but there is a second wave. And they say, sorry, but we have to go back to hibernating. All these things are closed. You can't go out. It's only you can only get takeout food and all of this sort of thing. Okay, I think that second wave and the repositioning of putting us under quarantine again will be devastating, absolutely devastating. I think we could get to the point where there could be violence. I do not see that happening smoothly at all. So let's hope that the timing is right when we do open things up. We're starting opening some smaller things now. The campgrounds in Erie County are open, but they have rules. Can't have a common shower. Gee, I was hoping to run over to the campgrounds and grab a quick shower or restrooms, things like that. So there are rules attached to it, but they have a small number of things are reopening. But let's hope the timing is right so we don't get to that, because if we get to that, I'm telling you, I think all hell is going to break loose if that happens. And the third one, I hadn't listed on my sheet for today, but then I heard somebody on my headset say that they were frightened of the virus. And I'm thinking, I wonder, am I frightened of the virus? I don't think I'm frightened of the virus. I'm respectful of the virus, and I certainly wouldn't want to catch it. I wouldn't want to get a positive test. But I think when I wake up, am I thinking, is this the day I could possibly get the virus? No, I don't think like that. It's possible I could get it. I don't know, but I don't know what else I could do. Did everything it can do. That's the one thing. If you do all the things you can do, and you're not stupid, then that's all you can do, and you can't beat yourself up for it if it was a situation where you should have done something else. You just can't. I'm a live, let live kind of guy. I'm also a person who believes whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. You don't take chances to make it happen. You don't do stupid things to make it happen. But if it happens, it would probably have happened no matter what you did. Because you don't know who was in contact with you. I mean, you know who you've seen. You don't know where you got it. And if you were prepared properly, that's all you can do. So let me ask my guys the questions. Tony, when the weather, good weather arrives permanently, will you be more antsy than ever? Because you'll want to get out. You want to go outside and do things. The warm weather, you want to go out and throw a ball around, want to go and do some leaves or trim some trees or plant some plants, but you want to do something.
Well,
will you be antsier?
I'm already doing that. I play catch with Nick in the front yard. I'm doing chores around my backyard, picking up branches and sticks and, you know, generally getting the property ready for the summer. We like to sit on our back patio. If the weather ever gets nice enough to do that, we'll be out there sitting down, having bonfires and doing what we always do.
So you're doing stuff now, and I know Buzzy is doing a lot of stuff. He just went over in the last segment there. Okay. To both of you, will a reset, in other words, that everything's open, we're starting to start the wheels moving, and then all of a sudden we have a terrific out, not terrific in the positive, but terrific in the negative, reinfestation of it, and they have to shut it down again. We have to stay in the house again. The people have to walk away from their jobs again. I say that will be devastating. Very problematic, could even lead to violence. What do you say?
I agree with you 110%. If we do get a second wave, I believe it's going to because our immune systems are weaker from being shut inside. But there's no question, if there is a second wave and if we are shut down again, I don't think that the public is going to go along with it as they had the first time.
The first time. How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, you know, this is something I talked about a few weeks ago. I think the reason I'm so for let's close down, let's stay as locked down as we can until we have it at a very low number was to avoid this, because I agree with you guys. If we get back to somewhat of regular life, right? We're watching Major League Baseball, we're going to bars, we're meeting friends we haven't seen in a while except on a Zoom meeting, and then mid-September, mid-October, they tell us, hey, remember how we were in March? Yeah, we have to go back to that. It's not going to go over well, and it will be more detrimental to the economy than the one we're going through now.
Yeah, and on my question, I put, are you frightened by the virus and reopening? I think they go together. They're part of the second question about a reset being devastating. So I think we're on the same page. We want to get out. We want our favorite restaurant to be open, but we're willing to wait a little bit longer if we have to, and to take a chance, because if we miscalculate this, it's going to be chaotic for the country. I'd like to hear from all of you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. The good part about having a talk radio show is that your questions get answered. Yesterday, I enjoyed a Nick Charlap's delicious, creamy, dreamy, full-size, with no questions asked, milkshake. And I didn't know how Nick Charlap was related to the Charlaps. Finds out that Nick is the son of the founder of Charlaps. So that's that. That's why he makes a great milkshake. I'm telling you. The reason I know about Charlaps is I lived in the town of Boston twice, 4 years each time. And each trip of those 8 years, I had to drive by Charlaps in the morning, which wasn't bad because they were closed, okay, because I really wanted some ice cream or another, especially a milkshake. But then driving home at around midday, they were open, and my steering wheel made me stop and go in there and sample their milkshakes. So if you're ever looking for a good one, that's a good place to go. Hey, good ice cream, too. All right, let's see. We're asking, here are the questions. When the greater weather arrives here permanently, where you'll want to be outside, okay, will you be more antsy than ever? You're antsy now, and the weather isn't that good. We're supposed to get some rain, some heavy rain over the next couple of days, with few exceptions, but the temperature is starting to get warmer. And pretty soon you'll want to be outside doing something, but you'll be limited as to, until they change things around as to what there is to do. So, will you get more antsy than ever? Will a reset be devastating? If they open things up and, God forbid, there's a second wave and they have to shut us down again, I think it'll be devastating. I think a lot of people won't do anything. A lot of people won't listen to anybody. A lot of people will get the virus. And yeah, it does frighten me. It doesn't frighten me as an individual person where I'm afraid to go out the door, but it frightens me for the future of the nation, actually. And are you frightened by the virus and reopening? I just stated my position. I don't wake up in the morning afraid that I might get the virus. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's all I can do. Okay, yeah, I hope I don't get it. If I get it, it isn't because I did something stupid. And that's important. And Bernie just told me about a Broadway actor who got the virus and was in a coma for a month. Okay, and has just come out of it and seems like he's going to be okay. That's remarkable. It really is remarkable. Let's go to line one, which would be Jerry in Gettysville. Jerry, yes, you're on WBEN, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I am on the same page with you, Sandy, regarding all the questions put forth. I called because I'd like to recommend or suggest another question. It's like, Sandy, the station and Tim are brilliant, absolutely brilliant, but... I the decision to carry Mr. Como every day, I think, is a poor one, and I can't stand him. I think I would rather listen to all advertisements just to keep listening to him. Can't stand the sight of him. Can't stand the sound of him. That's what I got for you today. I wonder how many callers feel the same. You know, anything but him. It's every day. Oh, God.
I hear what you're saying. Well, that is a decision made by the program director as to whether there is enough information to carry him every day. And I think there's a lot of sameness now about the Cuomo press conference that we're not there at the beginning. So I can understand what you're saying. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, so you look at the press conferences. Here's it in a nutshell. He's going to come out and he's going to tell you about the numbers. He's going to talk a little bit about either his daughter, his brother, his mother. And then he's going to tell everybody that the virus is coming from Europe. And, oh, by the way, I need money from the feds in order to fix things.
Yeah, well, you forget. He still has cousins he can bring on.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten to them yet.
We were just talking about mom stories and daughter stories. And for the governor of governor of New York, I don't know about you guys, but it seems like he's pushed around by his daughters a lot.
They run things.
Yeah. And he talks about running into a guy that didn't have a mask on, and the governor started discussing why the guy didn't have a mask on with the guy. And then he said it got a little...
Testy.
Except what the governor left out of that, unless I'm absolutely mistaken, is I don't think the guy would have gotten too frisky, seeing that the governor usually travels with a contingent of state troopers.
True.
Yeah. So you run into a guy at the park who's who's walking with his daughter and has state troopers, I don't think you're going to be too in your face, do you?
Did he bring up the fact that he chastised his brother for not wearing a mask when he snuck out of his basement when he was supposed to be quarantined with the virus?
Yeah, he did that a week or so ago, or maybe even 2 weeks now. This guy says we shouldn't carry Cuomo. I think that because he's the governor of New York and we live in New York, that it might be worth carrying, even though there is some sameness. What do you think, Tony? Well, is Cuomo worth carrying now?
I'm going to go back to we went with emails back and forth with your friend Don Landry in Pennsylvania on why Cuomo's getting all this treatment when the governor of Florida has done a much better job. And what's New York? He said New York's the fourth largest population, but yet he's getting all the love from the press. Well, because he's a Democrat, he's a governor of their favorite state. And no, there's no media bias.
Well, of course. So that's that. Let's see. Let's go to a break. We'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to the telephone and go to line two. Line two is either Joe or Teresa, because I got 2-on-2. It is, okay, let's try Joe first. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Okay, see, it's 50-50 between you and Joe, and I get it wrong. And people wonder why they don't win the lottery. Hello, Teresa. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Teresa. Hi, Sandy.
Yeah, I'm not Teresa. You are Teresa. I think I got that straight.
Okay. Anyway.
What's going on?
Last Friday, I had taken my 85-year-old brother to the doctor, and I'm a change of life baby, so I'm quite a bit younger than he is. And his doctor, we were talking about all of this, and it's interesting the way you have to dance around the conversation before you kind of figure out where someone stands politically or whatever, and then you can have a conversation.
Sure.
And he said, all of this isolation, and Tony mentioned it, is weakening our immune systems daily. Now, I had not even considered this, but I thought about it and I said, well, sure. And if there is a rebound back in the fall, we're all going to get it because now we're going to have a weakened immune system. He said, that's the way the body works. You expose it to germs and so on. Now, I realize this COVID-19 is almost too perfect a virus, because of the way it seems to work and what it's hitting and the way it's destroying not only the human body, but also human society. And then and I'll be honest with you, ever since Friday, I've had tough nights sleeping because I'm thinking, my goodness, the very cure that we think we're doing the right thing. And, you know, and my brother, I've been the only person he has seen for the last 3 months, which is not good for him, really. But you know, I'm trying to keep him safe. And, you know, he survived the polio epidemic, don't you know? So he really sees all of this as ridiculous, and I try to explain and so on. But, you know, we know socially for us as human beings, this isolation isn't good. But I never even considered, and I'll say it, the science part of it. I don't know what medical professionals feel out there, and I'm following the rules. The other thing I want to throw out there, and perhaps Buzzy was familiar with this, years ago there was a film out called V for Vendetta, and it deals with the British government putting everybody in lockdown and so on because of a virus. They had to go into these draconian measures because of this.
That's what they're doing now. England, you have to do a 2-week quarantine if you're coming in as a tourist. Who's going to do that? I mean, you come in on an airplane or a ship, and you got to spend 2 months in quarantine before you can see the country? I don't think so.
I don't think so, and so on. But, you know, I would say to everybody, watch V for Vendetta, as to, you know, like people think, you know, the political ramifications.
Well, you know, I always thought, Teresa, that our country would never be taken over by a land force because we have great military and we have 300 million guns. We have as many guns as we do people, and it would be a door-to-door fight. And now I'm thinking this, what we're going through now, would probably be our weakest and most vulnerable point. Keep us like this for another few months, and I think we'd gladly say, anything, stop this.
And that's
because it's going to drive us crazy. Yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly the point in what happens in V for Vendetta. And then the people finally get fed up and start revolting. But it's as you said, I agree with you. We're at a very dangerous point, and damn China, and people who don't want to see that or for what it is, this is scary.
Well, I'm sure we are going to do something about China, but we can't do it now, simply because there are still some things. There are some things that we got to China that we have to have. They were talking a few weeks ago. They have some kind of mixture that we mix with some kind of drug that's very important. They're the only ones that make it. There's a lot of things that they have that we don't have. A lot of things that they do that we can't do. And so we're at a disadvantage there. Plus, they hold a lot of our debt. They hold a lot of, remember when, years ago when they were buying up everything, they were buying up all the brand name hotels and things like that. Well, they had their foot in the door here. So, we're going to do something, but I don't know when.
Well, anyway, thank you, Sandy.
And thank you. And I'm glad you were online too. And I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You guys agree with that? That this is our, not today, but I think we are at our most vulnerable, with a boot on our neck regarding this thing, as far as a foreign country. But they're all in the same boat. So I don't see where anybody would have an advantage. But this would be, I think this is a blueprint for future hostile movement.
Absolutely, like a dry run, so to speak.
Yep. Yeah, see if it works. And look at how easy it works. They don't, the bad guys, if the bad guys made up this virus, and I don't know if they did or not, I'm not into conspiracy stuff, but if they did, they wouldn't even be losing any people, but except that they got it themselves.
Just scare the population. It's easy.
Yeah, that's like shooting a rifle, the one with a U-shaped barrel. It comes back and kills you, all right? There is no such thing as a rifle with a U-shaped value, but a barrel, but I just thought I'd make a point. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.